You are listening to the NailPod podcast. I am your host, Yaelia, or Yali, and I thank you so much for taking time to listen to today's episode. Here, I am going to share my journey, my transformation, and everything that I've learned and keep learning about being your own boss in this massive world of the nail and beauty industry. This podcast has a lot of salsa and spiciness, fire, and the occasional Spanish cursing, so be ready to get inspired and motivated. No more laters, no more tomorrows. Let's start now. Ahora. Wepa, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the very first episode of the NailPod podcast. Today, for being the first episode, I wanted to introduce myself, give you a little story of who I am, what is this podcast all about, and why you should listen to it. First, I am your host and creator, Yali, that is Y-A-L-I, is my given simple nickname from those who cannot pronounce my birth given name, which is Yaelia, and it's spelled Y-A-E-L-I-A, Yaelia. And if you're having a little brain seizure of pronouncing my real name, it's okay. I forgive you. You can stick with Yali. It's fine. I am not mad anymore. I have made my peace with adopting my nickname. I know that I will never be Yaelia. It's just going to be Yali. And I only blame my mother for such a complicated name. You see, it is a cultural thing from Puerto Rico where mothers mix names and they come up with a new name that you will never ever find in a Coke bottle or on a keychain. That is a sad story of my life. And yes, I am from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. If you don't know where that is, you need to go back to school. Puerto Rico is a beautiful island in the Caribbean. It is between Dominican Republic and the Virgin Islands. And it's a gorgeous summer paradise, you guys. You guys need to visit after this whole pandemic is over. We are part of the United States, so for those who are still asking me if the immigration process was difficult, please don't. We are U.S. citizen, y'all. Like, that question is very uncomfortable. We are part of the United States. Unfortunately, the island and its politics makes it very difficult to have a life, and especially when the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, and a gallon of milk is $6 plus 11% tax. Ouch, is that expensive over there? And I'm not gonna get into the reason why it's so high and we should be a statehood or not. That is a subject that I can address later on my opinions on that, but that's the reality right now. It's very sad, and this is why a lot of people are just migrating to the United States. So anyway, my story, back to my story. 7 years ago, I moved to the States for work, and I started working in the finance industry, initially in Boise, Idaho. Yep, that far. And right now, I live in Vancouver, Washington, but 7 years ago, I moved to Boise. I will always remember when my mother was looking at the U.S. map, she kept looking east, towards Florida, New York. And I told her, "Mom, just go a little left." And she just kept looking at the center. So I finally pointed my finger to where Idaho is, and her mouth almost fell off her face. She could not believe how far was it. And she was not happy about it. And if you're wondering how far is, you know, going to Puerto Rico from Boise or from Oregon or from Washington, it's about 13 to 16 hours, depending on the flight, depending the date and the airline. There is no direct flights anymore, and they bounce you around like a hot potato. It is insane, but it is what it is for now. So the reason I moved, long story, but the reason I moved is because my ex-husband's job decided to close all offices in the island, and they gave us a 3-month notice where they either have to find a new job or they were gonna open some positions in Boise, Idaho. So they had the opportunity to apply and move with them if they were gonna get hired. So we thought long and hard about this because we had 3 months still to make a decision. And I was working in the hospitality industry at a minimum wage. The salary that they were offering was three times what we were making here just for him. We had to think hard about it because you have to remember it's our home, it's our life. We don't know any better. I mean, I have visited the United States before. Like, I went to New York, California, and Florida just to visit as a tourist, but I didn't know anybody there. We didn't have any immediate family over there either. So we thought long and hard about that. He wanted to make the jump. So as a faithful, supportive, all-in wife, I say yes. Now, my story can be a little sad, but I assure you, I have been through fire and hell. And I am starting to see that diamond in the rough in my chest. And you know how Iron Man wears his arc reactor in his chest? I feel like everything that has happened to me has made me who I am. So I wear all my scars with pride. I kid you not. Like, I don't think I was able to say something like that a few years ago. So it's been a healing process. It's been a healing journey. Self-discovery in, just a roller coaster. But don't worry, I'm not gonna, you know, give you the details about all of that and bomb your day. I'm just saying that even though, you know, I was supportive, we moved, we divorced, and I was very depressed, I was able to find who I was, who I am, and it has led me to this point. So after that divorce and all the uglies of it, I didn't want to go home. I didn't want to go back to my parents' house and be a 725 an hour, and I just didn't know what my future held at the time. So I stayed, worked in the finance industry still. I only had one friend, which was my coworker. A little depressing at the time. I'm really good with people, and I was able to make more friends, so my little group got better and bigger, and it was just everything seemed to look better. And, you know, another reason I stay is because I knew that I was meant for more. And I don't mean that as of, oh my gosh, I'm so special. Like, not like that. But I was always the kind of child that was very curious about the outside world. So you have to understand that when you live in an island, you get an islander mindset. And that means that your world is just what's happening here on the island with our people, our neighbors, friends, family, and we don't think about the outside world. And we also think that whatever is happening in the outside world is not going to happen to us. And it's like very narrow view. And as a child, I was always very curious and asking, you know, what's beyond the ocean? What's beyond? My mom always get worried about that because it's like, what is this child doing? Why is she questioning everything? Just follow and be like everybody else. And I've always been determined, I've always been, you know, smart, and I've always questioned things. So I knew that I was meant for more because of that reason. I just didn't know what was it. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I didn't know my purpose. And to be honest, if you're feeling like you don't know your purpose and you're looking for it, I'm going to tell you that it's not easy and it will take you time, but you will find it. A little tip is, whatever is going on in your life, you have to heal first from whatever trauma you went through or you're going through. And in the meantime, you will see the path that will guide you to your destination. And again, it's not easy at all. It's easier said than done, but it will make you go nuts because you want to know right away, like, what am I supposed to do? What is my purpose? But until you don't go through that fire, you're not going to know for sure. And that was what I was going through in that period of time. I knew that I was meant for more, but I didn't know what. So I remember at some point that I watched a TED Talk on YouTube, and it said that in moments where you felt like you were lost and you don't know who you are and where you're going to always refer back to who you were in your childhood. When you were a child, who you wanted to be when growing up, what superhero you look after, and why was that? So I kind of did that, guys. Like, sounds weird, but I did that. I contemplated and remembered that I wanted to do nails after high school because it was creative and it seemed fun. Of course, my mom said that I was too smart for that and I needed to go to college and, you know, I later learned that college is not for everybody. But I remember wanting to learn to do that because I used to get my nails done by this local gal, and she just seemed so happy all the time to be able to be creative and to do pretty things in my nails. And I kind of wanted that. I kind of liked that idea. And remembering who you were as a child, I remember in my teenager years that I loved the character of Teen Titans called Starfire. And they used to play Teen Titans on Cartoon Network back in the day of cable and not Netflix. I just love Starfire, and I loved her because she was different. She was an alien. Even though, you know, she was an alien and she was different, she was very powerful. And a lot of people underestimated her because of that. And I knew that I was different when I was a teenager. I knew that I didn't fit with other girls. And I knew at the beginning I hated it. I hated being different. But as I grew, I understood that being different was my superpower. And I was going to be the strongest of all of them in high school because of that. So with that thought in mind, I said, you know what? I am trying to reinvent myself. I am trying to discover who I am. And I really can't stop thinking about what would have happened if I went to trade school and learned how to do nails instead of going to college and end up in the finance industry. I started looking for schools and the different programs and how much it was going to cost me. For my surprise, I found a school in Oregon that offered night classes, so I can still work and support myself while I was learning this new trade. I knew right away that it wasn't going to be realistic to just quit my job, go to school, and, you know, open a shop and become a billionaire. It takes time and practice. So I did. I went to school. I got licensed. I was a nail technician in Oregon State and Washington State. And while I was in school learning this new trade, I saw that I enjoy doing pedicures more than manicures. I saw that there was a need for it, and while people were gagging at doing pedicures, I just loved it. So I was doing everybody's pedicures because nobody wanted to touch anybody else's feet. So my teacher saw that. She recommended me for specialized training, an advanced training called Master Pedicurist. Over there, oh my gosh, you guys, I learned almost everything about feet, how feet are so important to our body, how the way we walk, the shoes that we wear, how we treat our feet is going to affect the whole body. I just loved it. I fell in love with doing pedicures and manicures, and my teacher saw that I was very passionate about it, so I was able to take that extra training, and that opened a lot of doors for me. And I felt accomplished. I felt like I did something on my own, that I did something that it was for me, and I wasn't listening to any negative talk. I knew I was going to be successful too because I liked it. I learned to love it too. And when I say negative talk, I am talking about my mother, who can be a little downer. She is the type of person that will see the glass empty, dry. And she was very concerned that I was going to school to learn a new skill on a job that seemed very low in the island. It's like working at McDonald's here. And she was very worried that I was going to leave a full-time job with a secure paycheck to just do a hobby, pretty much. And keep in mind, guys, that you will always hear negative talk. But if you're sure about something, if you're really determined to do what you like, do it. Because at the end of the day, they will see the changes, they will see your winnings in, you know, you're going to change their mind. So after, you know, I graduated, got licensed and everything, I was feeling like, oh my gosh, I can do this. I found a job in a small town salon, and I was the only manicurist, which worked perfectly in my favor. I was going to rent my space, and it just seemed that it was going to work out. So then I was ready. I was ready to quit my job, start this new adventure. And the day happened where I gave my notice to my employer, and he laughed at my face, you guys. He assured me that I was going to beg for my job back in a year. And I was so upset that he said that to me. And knowing the way I was, I was determined more than ever to prove him wrong. I will not fail. I will not come back to a corporate job ever again, and I will make this work. And I did. I started working at the salon. I started, you know, seeing clients here and there. At the beginning, it was nothing. But as the time, you know, progressed, I started getting busier and busier and busier. And in a year, my books were fully booked, you guys. And that is a huge accomplishment that I'm very proud of. But in that process, in that time that I started working at the salon and really getting into the nail world and the industry and how things really are, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, reality just slapped the shit out of me. This is hard. I don't think I ever thought how hard it could be to just build a business from zero to what is now. And I felt overwhelmed because I noticed that I didn't know most of the things. I realized that the education that I received, they never taught me certain things. I was struggling with technique, with brands, with systems. Oh my gosh. And they didn't taught us to keep with the trends and how to manage the new business and how, you know, just to be your own boss pretty much. So I felt so betrayed by school. I was like, you guys didn't taught me that. Like, I felt so betrayed. What the hell did I go to school for? And, you know, I was venting and letting my frustrations out. So my teacher recommended me to seek, you know, other experienced nail techs so they can help me out and kind of help me with my frustrations and questions and everything else. So I did. And oh my goodness. Experienced nail technicians, how can I put this? They act like, you know, when you have a mature dog who is introduced to a puppy, they don't want to engage in that. It's too much energy. And they will growl at the puppy. And the puppy is just curious about the new world. And is so happy and energetic. And let's play and this and that. And the dog is just like, leave me the hell alone. I don't think I can better explain the culture between the nail technicians that are more experienced. That's how they treat you. It's like you're this new person who has joined the industry, who's excited and has so many ideas and is super passionate about it. And they've been in the industry for 10, 12, 20 years, and they are burnt out, exhausted, disappointed, and frustrated, and whatever negative things they're feeling. And they look at you like, I don't want to talk to you. You don't know nothing. You just graduated from school. I am not going to teach you everything that I had to learn on the hard way because you have to figure it out on your own the way I had to figure it out on my own. And that, unfortunately, is the situation, the attitude in the nail industry. And nobody warned me about that. I had to find that on the hard way. And believe it or not, the nail tech world is like a closed social group. Like, you only get in by invitation. If you're new, forget it. You are not getting in unless you become friends with a member or you become friends with this one and the other one, and then they include you in the little group. It is insane. And needless to say, I just felt so discouraged. I wanted to give up. I felt lonely because I couldn't talk to anybody about this. You know, if I talk to, you know, my partner and my friends about it, all they say it was, oh, you're going to do fine. It's going to be okay. But nobody could really, like, I didn't have anybody to talk to about the industry at all. Again, I just wanted to give up. But I couldn't go back, you guys, because every time I had that thought, I can only see my stupid ex-boss just laughing at me. You know what? I was like, when there's a will, there's a way. YouTube became my school. I started talking and really stalking other nail technicians on Instagram and sending them messages to those who seem kind of fairly new in the industry. Some of them replied. Some never answered. I also stay in touch with some of my colleagues at nail school. And we became friends and supportive of each other. So that felt great and it was amazing for everybody. Slowly but surely, I started making friends in the nail industry. Guess what I learned, you guys? I was not alone. Everyone at some point felt the same loneliness that I was feeling. they wish to be part of a group that was supportive, that they can just talk and vent and troubleshoot, have a community, an all-inclusive community, no matter the experience, if you were a student or you were 20 years in the industry. They all complain about the lack of great education and how it feels that all these schools are more like a factory. They just want your money. They want to teach you the basics, whatever you need to know about the state regulations, and that's it. You are a licensed nail technician. Congratulations. But are you a professional nail technician? Nope. To be honest, that is why we have so many stereotypes and a bad rap. Oh my gosh, I can talk about this all day long, but I'll get to that later on the episodes. So fast forward, I started having issues with the owner of the salon that I was at because we didn't see eye to eye on what kind of services I wanted to provide. And we parted ways. So I ended up opening my own private studio in Vancouver, Washington, and it's named The Nail Pod. Of course, the pandemic hit and it has been a little bit stressful, but we're still standing, we're going strong. And I absolutely love my studio, you guys. It is exactly what I envision it to be. It's a private studio where I can provide one-on-one services. It's a sanctuary where my clients can come and unwind and be themselves and forget about their issues for a while. I have also become the therapist, which I'm sure you know that's what we do. For me, it just feels very fulfilling. It feels like I have a purpose, that I'm helping people not only to look great, but also I can educate them and debunk all the myths about nails and feet and all that. And it's just, everything came together the way I envision it, but it didn't happen overnight. And it took a lot of work, a lot of tears, a lot of frustration, a lot of anger, me screaming inside my car. I mean, I'm being honest. It's just the way things are. That is the reason I created the Nail Pod podcast. I want this podcast to be a place where we are all a community. You can bring your questions, your concerns, and it will be answered. I will share my personal and business journey and the hopes that you can use that to take your business to the next level. And if you're not a business owner, you're an employee, how you can be the best at what you do and be so knowledgeable. This is not a podcast to talk about products or nail art. We're not about that. I feel like social media is saturated with all that. So you can join groups and ask about, you know, product reviews and you know, nail art and inspiration. It's more business oriented and it's a community to show support. The podcast is to talk about the things that no one tells you. How to be successful, how to manage your business, how to manage your time, how to set prices, how to make a living from this. You know, being a nail technician can be a hobby and it can be a fun one, but it can also be your livelihood. It all depends on the work that you're willing to put on. And being a nail technician is hard. You will not be a millionaire in a couple of months. And, you know, you're not alone, okay? That's the thing. You're not alone. I want this podcast to be a community. I want you to listen to it every Monday and get something new and valuable out of it. I want to interview experts in the matter. I want to share other nail technician stories because we all learn from each other. I do not know everything. I am learning still, and I want to share what I know with you. I have had people message me over and over again, how do you do this? How do you do that? And it's because there's such a lack of information. And then we learn these things on our own. And then we are so protective of the knowledge. We don't want to share it because we think that the other person is going to steal our clients or, you know, why should I share what it took me so long to learn? We need to break that attitude. We need to embrace the community and help each other. Because, you know, I can't do nails for the rest of my life. If something happens, who am I going to refer my clients to if I don't trust other nail technicians, if I don't have a community that I belong to? So it will be a disservice to your clients to act that way. Again, I'll be posting every Monday. And hopefully as the show gains traction, I can include more episodes. But before I leave you, I want to give you some homework. And yes, you will have some homework every episode just because I don't want you just to listen. I want you to apply and take action. So your first homework will be add me on social media and send me a message answering this question. Who you wanted to be when you were growing up? Who was your personal hero? It can be anybody that you look up to. Why you looked up this person, character, cartoon, whatever it was. Why? And once you answer the who and why, answer what are you doing right now in your personal life that you are channeling that person, that you are taking consideration what was your favorite thing about your personal hero and you are applying it to your life. For me, it was Starfire, just because she was different, she was bullied, and she was always underestimated. And I feel like people underestimate me all the time. They see me and all they see is a brown girl with curly hair who has an accent, and they just dismiss me. Over and over, I have been able to prove them wrong. So, Starfire forever. My hero is my grandmother. She unfortunately passed a year ago. Actually, it's going to be 2 years, but it does feel like it was yesterday. And she was very kind, always, always. And it was a woman that you will always respect. And she demanded respect, but in a very kind way. It was just one of those souls that are rare to encounter. And she didn't have much, but she always managed to share the little that she had with us. And I will never forget that. I want to be like my grandmother and be a kind person, humble, never forget where you come from. I want to prove to her that her granddaughter can do great things. I am looking forward to all your answers. And you can find me on social media at The Nail Pot. And I will put all the links in the episode description. And my website is thenailpod.com. And I really want to connect with you. I'm really hoping that I can connect with you. So you all have a great, great week. And always remember to be grateful for the battles and the scars that you carry. It's who makes us. All right? You guys take care. See you guys soon. Adios. Goodbye.